SBS Radio.
Bush Heritage is someone who I've been working with for a while now. I'm really pleased to be able to join their board.
Bush Heritage is an organization that buys land for preservation. Does it conflict with your role as a traditional owner? Would you let them just buy your land? Or
there's varying degrees of properties that Bush Heritage purchases, but also there are some properties that are leased, as I understand. So when land is determined to be freehold, it extinguishes native title. So it really is whether Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander people have the financial capacity to purchase a property. But as far as being a traditional owner, I work very closely in contributing to how Bush Heritage can manage the two properties that are in our tribal area. So it's a matter of working together. There are common things that through the work that Bush Heritage does and Wonkamuddla people strive to achieve as far as protecting our culture and the landscape. That's something that works well with what Bush Heritage's objectives are.
Yeah, and I believe your contribution as a legal expert practitioner, and how I would say, would be extremely important for both the traditional owners, and you're one of them, and Bush Heritage, because then you can actually help bridge the legal gap between the two and the culture as well.
Yeah, I just have to clarify with I'm not providing legal advice to Bush Heritage, but you're definitely being a barrister gives you a set of skills that would help you to understand corporate governance issues that might come up, particularly being part of the board. So I definitely think that my professional background gives me the experience to be able to take on roles such as being a director.
And you've been advising Bush Heritage for more since 2010, actually, as I can see on their website, advising them on the 25 partnerships with Aboriginal people around the country. Give us an example of one area of when that kind of advice was very, very important.
Well, the advice is from a traditional owner perspective. A lot of it is about making sure that things are done that are culturally appropriate, making sure that communication is done in a culturally appropriate and respectful manner. There's a variety of different things, from a shared experience as a traditional owner and also having two of the Bush Heritage reserves in our area, that I have an understanding of how Bush Heritage works and how traditional owners could work in partnership. So it's mutually beneficial on both sides, and how if there's any teething issues, I could provide some cultural advice in respect of that. I'd just like to say Bush Heritage Australia is dedicated to working with traditional owners and in partnership to strive to achieve like-minded goals for preservation and conservation of land. I think that's really important. Climate change issues are very topical at the moment, and the way that Bush Heritage does its business is something that traditional owners can have confidence in building relationships and partnerships with the organisation.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.